Christian Science and the Unity of Good. A summary of a lecture delivered in 1926 by the Reverend Andrew J. Graham, CSB, of Boston, Massachusetts. Member of the Board of Lectureship of the Mother Church. The First Church of Christ Scientist, in Boston, Massachusetts. It is a significant fact that when one becomes conscious of the healing power of Christian Science, his love for the Bible and his understanding of it become vital. This experience is natural, logical, for the Bible, which is the product of inspiration, can be understood, fully, only by those who have received inspiration. Christian Science healing inspires, that is, breathes into one the spiritual consciousness by which he gradually draws from the Word of God its metaphysical, spiritual substance. That which was dark, in the sacred volume, becomes illumined. This illumination gives one an apprehension of good not previously experienced. By good we will understand, humanly, anything and everything which makes for righteous peace and harmony between individuals and nations and between mankind and God. And the main purpose of the lecture is to show by reasoning and concrete illustrations how it is that Christian Science, being the outcome of good, confesses its kinship to and its points of contact with that stream of truth, flowing through the ages, which makes for righteousness. That stream is the forever coming of the Christ, truth. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science and the author of its textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, has given us, on page 587 of that volume, a definition of the word good, namely, God, Spirit, Omnipotence, Omniscience, Omnipresence, Omniaction. That she is justified in so defining good is proved by the fact that in more than 20 languages the term God and good are identical in their derivations. Everything that is godlike is good, and everything that is good has its origin in God. It follows that all things having their origin in God are in harmony with one another, at peace among themselves. Hence there is a unity of good which can never be broken. Neither time nor space, race nor color, academics nor creeds can shatter this ageless spiritual truth. Mrs. Eddy writes, as an active portion of one stupendous whole goodness identifies man with universal good, miscellany, page 165. An unselfish word or deed is evidence that a man is to that extent in touch with God. God is omnipresence, therefore good is omnipresent. God, good. The Old Testament prophet inquired, "Canst thou by searching find out God?" The very manner of asking makes the reply negative. The study of matter never reveals God. God is spirit and is revealed through the spiritual universe, including man. Spiritual man, being the image and likeness of God, includes in himself, and shows forth, the life, truth, and love, called God. As one is conscious of the existence of the material sun only through perceiving the rays of light which it projects, so is one conscious of the being of God only through his manifestation in perfect man. Some understanding of this fact begins to remove that veil of mystery concerning God which has enshrouded Christianity for centuries. It begins to make God understandable. All that is true can be understood by the spiritual consciousness, and all that is good must be recognized. For example, Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good, that is, dissipating, driving away, sin, sickness, and death, and so disclosing righteousness, harmony, and eternal life, ever-present good. Jesus identified goodness with God. The people heard him gladly and then understood him. For the first time God became to them a living reality. Christian Science, recognizing the unity of good, acclaims this fact whenever and wherever manifested, and makes the gracious acts and victories of Jesus attainable by all.